true there. Okay, out there. So anyhow, how's the water level there? Is that pretty much going back to normal now over there?
No, it's not normal in my place. It's still almost, I'd say, a foot high, somewhere 9 inches a foot high. My crawl space is wet every morning. It was, you know, at the worst of it in April, it was 3 blocks deep on a 4-block crawl, and we couldn't live there. But now it's 3-4 inches every couple days. I pump it out, and it's dry to the dirt, and 2-3 days later, it's wet again. But no, the water is the other side of the seawall, but it's well above normal, and I suspect it will be, you know, well past the 4th of July.
Yeah, you guys are dealing with some tough times there. Well, at least things are starting to look up. I noticed the water. Well, by the green docks, you can actually see space between the dock and the water now.
Yeah, and they're putting boats in both at Indian River Marine and Howe. I don't know about Burt Lake Marine. They had it really, really bad over there by the island. They're uncovered slips there at the end of Barbara. Like, you know, you go past Ken's and you just keep going until you hit the water. And then the docks in Lanson, where the bridge on 68 is going over the Crooked River, just coming into town, those docks are still underwater. There's only a couple of boats in there. But my space at Howe is fine. It's perfectly usable now. And I just told them not to put my big boat in. I'm going to put the little boat there. And not, you know, summer's half over. It's July, and I just can't see spending the money to unwinterize and re-winterize my bigger boat for 8 weeks. Just doesn't make any economic sense.
Yeah, I can see where you're talking about there, but think about it. Today is really the first official summer day of summer, so so we got a week left this month, and then we go to August, and probably half the month of September before it starts getting goofy again.
Well, I don't know how much of my conversation with Bentley you heard, but, you know, I'm kind of like you. You know, I was never a fair-weather biker. I'm not a fair-weather camper. I'm not a fair-weather boater. You know, we're usually first in, last out. And, you know, the camper's got the winter package. We were, you know, it was not unusual for me to be riding into November. And downstate, you know, I've been out on the two-wheeler on Christmas and on New Year's. You know, the temperature's not really the problem as long as the roads are clear, you know. You don't want to end up wiping out on a patch of ice. But, you know, I'm not one of those guys that, you know, goes in on Memorial Day and comes out on Labor Day. But it's also not like I'm not going to be on the water, because I got a 16-foot fishing boat that I think will occupy my well this year. W8RPM, I'm on my way to Charlevoix.